All right, so let's go now to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Are you you recovered from the World Cup yet?
You know, the good news is I got right back into it with the Dynamo, and that did kind of help soothe the you know, there's just such a uniqueness about the World Cup, as you know, every 4 years, that just makes it something special.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing, and the time change was interesting for us here. You know, just because it gave you extra motivation to get up a little extra early every morning to just watch games. You had to build your we all had to build our work days around each game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But it was great, and I think the city of Houston, the bars were packed. We saw how many people are in love with the World Cup and the sport of soccer here. So anyway, let's talk some Dynamo here. Okay, so first of all, U.S. Open Cup. This is a great run. Dynamo in the semifinals. You got the wonderful draw here to host LAFC, which I think is huge. But, you know, we saw the Dynamo get very serious against Sporting Kansas City about, you know, winning that match and going far and winning this competition.
Yeah, no, it's something that, you know, that's important for us as a club. I believe this is the farthest we've gotten in about 9 years. And it's something that we outlined at the beginning of the year is a competition that we really wanted to make a push with, and obviously, you know, playing an opponent like Sporting KC was tough, and you know it's coming, you know, fast and furious for us right now every 3 days. But we're excited about it. You know, we obviously, as an organization, we're aggressive from our ownership group down to put in the bid to host both the semifinal and the final. And so, you know, organizationally, we're taking it very seriously.
Now, the results, if Philadelphia were to win the other semifinal against Chicago, you were to beat LAFC, we could host the final here, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I just wanted to make sure I had that right. Chicago. Yeah. Phenomenal. Do we need to educate people to what the U.S. Open Cup is?
Yeah. No, listen, the Open Cup is it's a competition, you know, just like you know, throughout the world, where it's really probably the most fair soccer competition in the United States, where it's a there's a process where you qualify and you can be a men's team, you can be a USL team, you can be a PDL team, you can be an MLS team, and everybody has a fair chance. And that's what makes this competition unique. And you see it every year. There's the David and Goliath type games where the big fish get knocked down and you see. Anytime you play in these competitions, also Glenn, you know this. I mean, there's no easy games, and it's like especially if you're not playing another MLS team, you know, say maybe someone from the USL, you know, it's their game of the year, so you just have to be up for it.
Yeah, knockout competition. By the way, it's the oldest ongoing national soccer competition in the U.S. So this year it's the 105th edition. 97 clubs, from pro teams down to amateur teams involved. The champion gets $300,000 in prize money. Runner-up gets $100,000. But the other great thing is you get right into the CONCACAF Champions League, right?
Yeah, that's what I think the MLS has done a great job of is having really making it a very meaningful, you know, competition with the qualification to the CONCACAF Champions League. And obviously, for us as a league, you know, there's a huge push to win that competition and to overtake the Liga MX teams. You've seen, you know, that's really the whole reason for this targeted allocation money as well, to be infused into the league. And so you're seeing teams are taking it serious. And look, I mean, Kansas City, you know, they take it, you know, very serious. And that was definitely a knockdown, drag-out fight. And we were pleased to be able to knock off the defending champs.
Dynamo scoring some incredible goals in that game, including that free kick that tied it at 1-1. From Ramel Kyoto. Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio, ahead of the Dynamo tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Union. Tickets available at HoustonDynamo.com. I'm going to give a three-pack away a little bit later in the show, so be ready for that at 713-780-3776. All right, I want to volley a couple things off you. Ronaldo Pena, I saw the young Venezuelan being toured around the stadium with you. Is it possible we could even see him tomorrow night based on the volume of games and the fatigue and maybe some of the wear and tear that's on Dynamo legs right now?
Well, look, they're on the field right now. They're on the field right now. We're over at the Houston Sports Park, and I know that Wilmer hasn't decided on his 18-man roster yet. He'll be doing that later tonight. So he's in the mix for sure. You know, it's great to get him, Ronaldo, in. It's a player, obviously, you know real well from following the U-20 World Cup. And you know, he's going to be a good addition to our team. You know, it's like anything, you know. You know, his last game for Moriense in Portugal was about 6-7 weeks ago now, and then we've been dealing with, you know, finalizing the deal and the immigration process, the visas and all that kind of stuff. So that always takes longer than you would hope. But you know, we're really happy to have him here. It's going to be a player that, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get his rhythm, but you know, we feel he'll fit very well with the direction the club's going.
Matt, real quick before we hit the break, and I'm wondering, can you sit through one break here? Do you have time for that? Because
sure.
We got a little bit backed up when I lost my voice here. I hit a hot pepper on break, and there was about 20 seconds of silence here on radio. So,
no problem. I can stay on as long as you need.
That's awesome. Okay, so just real quick before going to break, just describe some of the qualities of Peña, because for me, he is a very different forward than the ones you currently have.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head, Glenn. And you know from watching him in the U-20 World Cup, I mean, he was, you know, that was a team that was stacked with young talent, you know, players like Herrera and Soteldo. But, you know, Ronaldo was also a key player in the team. You know, he's a profile that he really, you know, he's a profile that it's different than what we have and the forwards that we have. You know, he's a forward that really works very hard to occupy the center backs, to continue to put them under pressure. You know, he can bring the team up the field. You know, he battles for the ball in the air. He looks to, you know, get on the end of anything, any which way possible in the box. And he's just, I mean, his work ethic he puts in a high volume of work ethic. So he probably a similar profile, I'd say, as Max Urruti in the MLS. You know, just somebody that's continuously looking to put pressure and open up space for others and get on the end of stuff. And so that we feel that he's going to be a very good complement to the forwards we have. He has played wide as well. And look, it's not easy when you're 21 years old to play 20, you know, over 25 games in the top league in Portugal, you know, and that's where we went to see him and met with him. And so we're really excited to have him.
Yeah, and 6'1", he's broad-shouldered guy, so he plays like a Rudy, but he's a bigger man. We're going to take a quick break here. As we go to break here, we'll come back with more from Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. As we go to break here, I got a three-pack to the Dynamo Union tomorrow night at 713-780-3776. Ninth caller at 713-780-3776. Three tickets tomorrow night. Dynamo Philadelphia Union, it is a huge game for the Dynamo, and, well, for the Union as well. They both need points in their respective divisions. Before we go to break, Dynamo are back in action. What better way to celebrate than with an ice cold Bud Light? We'll honor the great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light, brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years right here at the Houston Brewery, right out there on I-10 East. Put on your Dynamo orange, grab some friends, get some refreshing Bud Light, and show me what your Texas is all about. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas. Official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light. We'll take a break. We come back with more from Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Come back with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you for your patience there. A couple of things here that Dynamo fans want to know. So let's go first to what has been... Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, but this is one of the talking points of the year, just the absence of last year's MVP, Juan David Cabezas, and what he brings to the Dynamo midfield. Do we have an update on when we could potentially see him back on the field?
Yeah, you know, Juan is obviously he's been missed. You know, he's been an important piece of the team. You know, I think the guys in the midfield, in particular Oscar Boniek-Garcia, and Darwin have really stepped up, and even, you know, obviously Eric's been getting a lot of time, and Eric Berg's been giving us some minutes as well. So I think the guys have stepped up well, but he's missed. There's no doubt about it. You know, he's moving in the right direction. You know, we're hoping that here in the next, you know, within the next month, you know, he's, you know, I'd say a little bit, hopefully a little bit less time than that he's back in the mix. But, you know, it's important. What's really important is that, you know, we are getting him back, you know, at the firstly, you know, at the fully fit, but also at the right time, you know, as we're pushing into the key parts of the season. So, you know, again, he is missed, but we're looking forward to getting him back, and it's just been a one step at a time type of thing.
And my understanding, this was a quad injury. This occurred in the opening game against Atlanta, and then it was a reoccurrence of the injury.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's a tough injury, a quad. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, the other way of looking at this is if you were to get him healthy and he gets back into the team at the right time of the year, it could also be a great platform, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah, and that's why we've just had to be really smart about everything. You know, obviously we want him back on the field as soon as possible. He's a key piece. You know, Oscar, like I said, in his absence has really stepped up. You even saw last game against Dallas. You know, he's given us a lot, you know, as well as Darwin and Memo and Eric and the two Erics. So, yeah, that's always the tough part about sports, as you know, but we'll get him back.
Now, today we saw an announcement, the Harris County's, Houston Harris County Sports Authority, and everybody was down at the park today where the Dynamo train, and the Houston SaberCats are going to open I guess it's like a 3,000 seat stadium. Mm-hmm. Now, is there any plan? Because here's my brain working. Right away I go to, okay, could we see the Dynamo USL team back in Houston on a permanent basis next to the first team? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now we're really pleased with the direction, you know, things are going with our USL team. And we're really, you know, it's been a really fruitful and positive partnership for us with RGV in the Valley. Obviously, you've seen the facilities there. Over the last 2 years, we've signed, you know, 9 players, I want to say, from that team to our first team. Obviously, and then a head coach and an assistant, a fitness coach, fitness coach as well. So, you know, we've been really proud of that partnership. It's the first of its kind in North America, Glenn. Now you're seeing, you know, teams like Seattle, LA, Atlanta's about to do it. You know, they're all following our model. It's a natural thought for you for sure, to have that. But you know, right now we're really pleased with the direction our USL partnership's going.
And you guys have hired now Paul Holliker, who I know has a very, very good reputation. He comes from the San Jose Earthquakes. He's going to head up the youth side of things in the very near future here. Tell us a little bit about him, how you came about the decision to bring Paul in, and what you think he's going to make different with youth development Dynamo style.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, we're incredibly appreciative of everything that James Clarkson's done for the club and building the academy. We're pleased that he'll continue to work for the club. So we're forever, you know, appreciated for the work that he's brought to the club. But you know, in Paul, we're really pleased and we're really excited, Glenn, to get Paul on board. He's I mean, he's soccer through and through, you know, and I think this is a unique league. And, you know, that's obviously a big change, you know, at the youth development level for us. I mean, Paul's a guy that he's really seen it and been there and done it at every level of soccer in the United States as a player and also as a coach and as a director. You know, and that's what really stands out about him. It's a guy that came into the league as a player at the beginning. And was one of the first Americans to go play in a top league in Europe, played for the U.S. national team, you know, had a very successful collegiate coaching career at Cal Poly in Santa Cruz, and then was a huge part of being a director of formation with the San Jose Earthquakes. So, I mean, really what stands out about him is he's really good at taking something that has a good foundation but taking it to the next level. And that's what, you know, we see, you know, that he's going to bring to us. Also, you know, it's a big goal of ours to continue to strengthen, you know, our partnerships and you know, just strengthen the soccer community here in Houston. I mean, I've lived here now 4 years, and I really think we're a sleeping giant, especially in the youth development side of things. And a lot of it's about, you know, continuing to strengthen and build partnerships and build bridges. Which is a real focus of ours. It's a real focus of Paul's as well. He did that in San Jose. And so just a workhorse and somebody that brings a real positive energy to his job every day. And we're really, really fortunate and excited to have him.
Now, why at this point the change? And I'm not trying to be a cute guy here. I'm just, why at this point the change with James Clarkson?
You know, look, again, I want to be totally respectful of James, because James is someone, you know, I think very highly of, and I've really enjoyed working with him. And again, he will continue to work.
What will he do now?
We're really pleased about. I'm sorry?
What will his role be now, Matt?
He's gonna be helping us with a lot of our strategic partnerships. There's a school initiative that we're looking at as well that he's gonna be a big part of. So there's plenty of work ahead for us. But I think the reason for the change, you know, is that, you know, we, you know, I feel we need a new voice, you know, and sometimes you need a new voice and new leadership to get, you know, get everybody on their toes and to also, you know, look to, you know, one thing we do want to do and we want to continue to strengthen, Glenn, is our synergy between kind of the three key areas that I oversee, which is the first team, our USL team, and the academy, you know, and that's something I take very seriously. And, you know, and so we feel it's the right time to make this change. And Paul's going to be really good. And I think his biggest strength as well is just, you know, his methodology of teaching and the value he places on teaching. You know, I think Wilmer, you know, carries that same quality, that teaching element of things, which is so vitally important. And also just having, implementing a curriculum with each phase of development that's very, very clearly defined. So I think that our academy kids and also our partners that we're looking to continue to strengthen throughout the city will really benefit.
How about quickly, because we got about 2.5 minutes here. How about Marcelo Palomino? I know he's been playing on one of the Dynamo affiliated teams. Will we ever see him in the Rio Grande Valley? What's the plans for him?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, Marcelo had, you know, finished the DA season, you know, about 6 weeks ago. We were in the DA playoffs, developmental academy playoffs. It played with our PDL team this summer, that James coached and did a very good job with. They made it to the conference final. And now, you know, we're very, you know, and actually I've been a meeting with him and his family. We're organizing, you know, a very detailed, player development plan. And that's our hope, you know, to get him, steadily integrate him into getting into the RGV setting as well, you know, and that's what you're seeing with a lot of MLS USL teams doing. And so that's our goal for him as well, just to provide a clear path for his development and help him grow. And something that we've been working real hard on.
When would you like to sign him?
Well, listen, I think it's what's important, Glenn, is the process. You know, what's really important is the process. And that's what I'm very proud of. That we collectively have built is a complete player development structure. With our USL team, with our PDL team, facilitating that gap between the 19s and the first team. So, you know, it's based on, you know, getting these players in those environments. The big thing, I think, Glenn, and you, I mean, I know you agree with this because we've talked a lot about this off air. It's really important to get players out of their comfort zone, and that's where you really get the most out of yourself. So that's what we're really focusing on with all of our academy players, and even. About 2 weeks ago, we sent about five of our academy players down to our USL team for a week training camp. Eric McHugh, Beto Soto, you know, and several of these guys, you know, where, you know, Osmar and these guys, Jalen Anderson, you know, get these guys out of their comfort zone. So that's something that we're really focusing on, just to get them ready. And that's, you know, that's something we're really working to help Marcelo with as well.
Last one before I let you go, Matt. Thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. We appreciate how candid you are. What point do you expect to see this turnover and start to see more players trickling through to the first team? Is it a year out, 2 years out, 3 years out, 4 years out? Is it longer? When do you think that will occur? Because right now the shining star is Memo Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. No, Memo is a real inspiration to all of us. Probably in all the years I've been doing this, one of my favorite players I've ever worked with. And you know, it's just wonderful to see, you know, how he's, and the thing I love about Memo is that he's, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but I mean, he's earned everything. And I think that's something that's really important for all young players, whether they're with the Dynamo or they're not with the Dynamo, to realize it's incredibly important to earn everything you get, you know, because then once you get your opportunity, you're never going to let go of it. So for me, you know, I think we're getting closer, Glenn. I think we're getting closer. I really believe in the city. I believe in soccer. I'm working hard to build relationships with directors from, you know, the other clubs in town, guys that either I've, you know, played with or come across or, you know, I've known as well. Listen, I think it's all of our responsibility to help improve the game here in the city. And you know, we need to lead that. That's our responsibility as a club. And so I think we're closing the gap. And that's the goal. That's the goal, to get more Houston kids on the field. And that's a big goal of mine personally.
So what do you think? 3, 4, 5 years before the benefits can really be reached?
Yeah, you know, look, the thing is players go at different rates, you know, at different times. I mean, there's no reason why it can't be in one to two years. There's no reason. I will tell you, that, you know, we've been really pleased with our 13s and 12, 13s and 14s, because those are kids that, you know, you really want to start getting accustomed, to what we're working towards at a young age. But there's no reason why it can't be in the next year or two. It's just every player develops at their own rate. That's something that is something we take seriously.
Matt, as always, we thank you for being so candid. Thank you for answering the questions, and thank you for being on the program. You sat through two long segments here, so
no problem.
I apologize for that.
I made one big mistake tonight, though. Glenn.
What's that? You didn't come in.
You know, my wife's been out of town. I always send my family out of town for the transfer window in the summer, and I have no food at my house, and I made a big mistake to not come in studio tonight to get some of the food you got there.
Well, I should have offered you, but I didn't want to put, you know, since, and by the way, Matt accepted to come on the show here today. So we do appreciate that. And now I feel bad because I've been munching on all this great food, but
no problem.
We're going to make it up to you. Next time you come, we'll make sure there's either FM Kitchen and Bar food here or Liberty Kitchen. We'll make sure we got you taken care of.
Glenn, I really appreciate everything. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan here weighing in on a number of topics here tonight.